Imagine discovering that something you've done 25,000 times today alone could be the key to transforming your health, mood, and longevity. That's the revelation at the heart of James Nestor's groundbreaking exploration of breathing. We've become the worst breathers in the animal kingdom, and it's killing us slowly. Our modern lifestyle has dramatically altered our facial structure. Narrower jaws, misaligned teeth, and constricted airways, creating a perfect storm of breathing dysfunction. This isn't just theory. When Nestor plugged his nose for 10 days in a Stanford experiment, the results were shocking. His blood pressure skyrocketed, sleep quality plummeted, and his snoring increased by 1,300%. The good news? These effects reversed almost immediately when he returned to nasal breathing. Our bodies are remarkably responsive to changes in how we breathe, offering us an accessible tool for transformation that's been hiding in plain sight all along. Your nose is a sophisticated filtration system, air conditioner, and pharmacy combined. When breathing through your nose, turbinates warm, humidify, and filter air while producing nitric oxide, a molecule that dilates blood vessels, enhances oxygen uptake, and kills pathogens. Mouth breathing bypasses these benefits, reducing oxygen absorption by up to 20%. Contrary to popular belief, bigger breaths don't mean better oxygenation. Many people overbreathe, disrupting the oxygen-carbon dioxide balance in their bloodstream. CO2 isn't merely waste, it's crucial for releasing oxygen from blood into tissues. Excessive breathing reduces CO2 levels, making oxygen delivery less efficient, the Bohr effect. The solution is slower, gentler breathing, which maintains optimal CO2 levels for better oxygen delivery. This principle underlies the Buteyko method, which has significantly reduced asthma symptoms for thousands of people. When was the last time your meal made your jaw tired? Our ancestors spent hours daily chewing tough, fibrous foods, which stimulated facial development and created wide dental arches with ample room for breathing. Today's soft, processed diet has literally changed our faces, and not for the better. Deep in the Paris catacombs, skulls from pre-industrial humans reveal wide jaws and perfectly aligned teeth, a stark contrast to our modern narrow palates and crowded airways. This isn't just aesthetic, it's functional. When Dr. Egil Harvold placed silicone plugs in young monkeys' noses, forcing them to mouth breathe, their faces grew longer and narrower within months, their teeth became crooked, and their airways constricted. The same process happens in humans who habitually breathe through their mouths, especially during childhood development. The good news? These changes aren't entirely permanent. Orthodontist Dr. John Mew has demonstrated that proper oral posture, keeping lips together, teeth lightly touching, and tongue against the palate, a practice now called mewing, can gradually reshape facial structure at any age. Combined with tougher foods and conscious nasal breathing, these simple habits can expand airways and improve breathing capacity over time. Your breathing patterns and emotional state are intimately linked. Each influences the other. Breath is unique as the only bodily function that's both automatic and voluntary, bridging conscious and unconscious processes. Your breathing pattern directly affects your nervous system. Rapid, shallow breaths trigger fight or flight responses, while slow, deep breathing activates rest and digest mode. The nasal cycle reveals another fascinating aspect. Your nostrils alternate dominance throughout the day, each connecting to opposite brain hemispheres. Right nostril breathing activates the sympathetic system, while left nostril breathing engages the parasympathetic response. Ancient yogic practices recognize these patterns, developing techniques like alternate nostril breathing that science now confirms reduce stress and enhance cognition. Coherent breathing, at 5.5 breaths per minute, synchronizes respiratory and cardiovascular rhythms, reducing anxiety, improving heart rate variability, and boosting cognitive function, even helping with severe trauma symptoms. What if I told you that through breathing alone, you could control your immune system, generate enough body heat to melt snow, or access profound altered states of consciousness? These aren't New Age fantasies, but documented capabilities of trained breath practitioners. Tibetan monks practicing Tummo breathing can raise their peripheral body temperature by up to 17 degrees Fahrenheit, enough to dry wet sheets wrapped around their bodies in freezing temperatures. Dutch athlete Wim Hof has popularized a modern version combining rhythmic hyperventilation with breath holds and cold exposure. In controlled studies, practitioners trained in his method demonstrated conscious influence over their immune systems. When injected with endotoxins that typically cause fever and inflammation, they showed minimal symptoms compared to control groups. On the psychological front, holotropic breathwork uses sustained, accelerated breathing to induce non-ordinary states of consciousness for emotional healing and insight. While Western medicine has traditionally viewed such states as pathological, many cultures have used breath-induced altered states therapeutically for thousands of years. These extreme practices reveal the vast untapped potential of breath as a tool for physiological and psychological transformation. Even more moderate versions can offer significant benefits, from improved stress resilience to enhanced immune function, highlighting the remarkable versatility of this fundamental biological process. The ideal breathing pattern, consistent across diverse cultural traditions, is surprisingly straightforward. Inhale and exhale through your nose at 5.5 breaths per minute, about 5.5 seconds each way. This rhythm, found in practices from Catholic Ave Maria prayers to Buddhist Om chanting, creates resonance between respiratory and cardiovascular systems. At this pace, your body systems synchronize, increasing brain blood flow, reducing stress hormones, and enhancing immune function. While breathing naturally varies throughout the day, this pattern serves as a reliable reset for your nervous system, a simple tool accessible anytime to improve both physical and mental well-being. The transformation that proper breathing brings isn't instantaneous or magical, but rather cumulative and foundational, a gradual recalibration of fundamental physiological processes. The most powerful approach combines several key principles: breathing through your nose whenever possible, maintaining a slow respiratory rate with emphasis on exhalation, occasionally introducing breath holds to boost CO2 tolerance, and integrating brief sessions of more intensive breath work for specific benefits. For sleep issues, techniques like 4-7-8 breathing before bed can dramatically improve both falling asleep and staying asleep. For anxiety and stress management, coherent breathing quickly activates your parasympathetic nervous system. For athletic performance, nasal breathing during training builds greater efficiency and endurance. These approaches complement rather than compete with conventional medical care, representing a form of preventive medicine that can reduce reliance on pharmaceuticals while enhancing overall resilience. The integration doesn't require dramatic lifestyle changes. Small adjustments like taping your mouth at night to ensure nasal breathing, setting reminders to check breathing patterns throughout the day, or incorporating brief breathing exercises into existing routines can yield substantial benefits over time. In a world increasingly dominated by technological solutions to health problems, the simplicity and accessibility of breathwork offers a refreshing alternative. A return to the most essential human technology of all, the breath itself.